Hello. Welcome to K-Drama School, folks. Welcome, welcome all. Welcome one and all. Welcome. You guys, I have two shows coming up this week. One is going to be on April 2nd at the Clubhouse, 8 p.m. That's Tuesday, April 2nd, 8 p.m. at the Clubhouse. It is going to be a variety show. I'll be doing a stand-up set there. And then on Saturday, April 6th, I will be in Thousand Oaks. And you can find the details for both shows on my website at gracejungcomedy.com/shows. Yes, I did a show the other night at the Elysian Theater with some of my Asian American clown friends, and it was one of the most fantastic, most superb, most fun shows I've ever done in Los Angeles, ever, ever. Like, it's very, very rare that I feel this good after coming off of a show. The crowd was amazing. The show was sold out. Sold out. And there were people standing on standby. And it was just an amazing time. Like, packed house. Everybody was having an amazing time. The audience was great. Seriously, like, comics really appreciate a good audience. There is a difference between a good audience and a shitty one. Yes, absolutely. Some audiences are shitty. And there's, you know, sometimes nothing a comic can do about it. Even though they put out everything and do everything, some audiences will just, you know, stay determined to be shitty. And there's nothing you can do. But yesterday, oh my God, I could not have asked for a better audience, a better crowd. No way. Like, getting a good crowd, like, of this caliber in Los Angeles is difficult. And everybody was just, like, with it. They were with us. They were laughing. They were cheering. They were having a blast. And it just gave us energy. And it made us want to do even better, even more. So thank you for those of you who came out to the Elysian to see the Pot Hot show. And, oh, my God, like, yeah, what a blessing, truly. I had a really wonderful weekend, not only because of the show, but also just because I got to hang out with a couple of dogs. Dogs really are amazing in that, like, they just keep you honest, and they're honest, you know? Like, they're very simple. They just want to eat, sleep, play with the ball, go outside, do their business, smell everything. Oh, the other thing I appreciate about dogs is, like, they kind of remind me of human beings. You know how, like from in my case, like, when I research, right? Like, when something really grabs my interest, holds my attention, then I need to research the shit out of it. I need to know everything about it. And I'll, like, go online, I'll read books, I'll talk to people, I'll interview people, I'll, like, travel to places, I'll do field research, I'll, like, immerse myself in the environment, I'll do everything I can to know everything about the thing that I'm interested in. It becomes an obsession. And then once I'm done, I'm over it. Completely over it, I move on. And that's what dogs do, but with, like, little parts and pieces of things that they smell, you know? Like when they find a piece of shit, literally, like an actual piece of shit, a dog will smell that piece of shit for as long as they need to. And I know that they're just downloading a whole bunch of information while they're doing that. Like, what did this other dog eat? Is this dog male or female? Is this dog sick? Is this dog healthy? Where does this dog come from? Like, is this dog in heat? Is this dog pregnant? Does this dog have a shitty personality? Like, what is in their diet? Like, how they just all kinds of other dog information that I probably am not privy to. It's not even my business, really. But, like, just watching them download that information while smelling pieces of shit is so interesting to me. I was like, this is kind of adorable. It's like watching them do that with that much intensity. Because you know how, like, when dogs smell something that they really want to smell, they get intense. Like, they're focused. And you can't pull them away from it. They're, like, determined to get to the bottom of whatever it is that they need to get to the bottom of. Whatever that bottom is. I don't know, like, at what point they're just like, okay, like, I know everything I need to know, and I move on. Like, I don't know what the checklist is. But I would like to know what the checklist is. Like, what are the points? You know? And you know what? I'll bet you, like, whatever we're projecting as like, oh, like a dog is, you know, a dog wants to know like how this dog is doing, like the dog's health. And that, I'll bet you it has nothing to do with that. Whatever scientists and dog behaviorists have decided that this is what dogs are interested in, I'll bet you that's not what it is. Like, dogs in their own world have their own thing, you know, and like they got their own checklist, and it is forever a veil to us. It's not our business. We're never gonna know because we're not dogs. In any case, that's my dog spiel. It was fun, like, you know, like just eating a peanut butter sandwich and watching them both look at me whining, you know, like, of course I didn't share it. It's mine. But, you know, it's like there's something precious and funny about that, like watching a dog look at you while you're eating. Yeah, it's very sweet. I want to talk about this show that I binge watched this week, and I'm sure some of you have also done the same. It's called Chicken Nugget. And I'm not a fan of the title Chicken Nugget, because the Korean title is Dakgangjeong. And if you're a Korean foodie, then you know what Dakgangjeong is. It's fried chicken, boneless fried chicken, smothered in sweet, spicy sauce. They use 물엿. 물엿. 물엿 means like watery sweet syrup, like watery candy. That's what 물엿 means. And it usually is made of rice or corn syrup. It's basically corn syrup, all right? It's basically high fructose corn syrup. And of course, it's going to taste amazing. It's fucking high fructose corn syrup and gochujang. Like, how are you going to... And it's deep fried chicken. How are you going to go wrong with that? It's going to be amazing. So you have that, and then you have chicken nugget as the title. Like, the word chicken nugget has such a connotation, especially for Americans. Like, when I think of chicken nugget, it's disgusting. You know, it's like you take a whole chicken and then you throw it in a blender and turn it into a pink smoothie. And then you make little dollops of balls and then you deep fry that. And then that's it. That's a chicken nugget. It's disgusting. And it's nothing like Dakgangjeong at all. And so this is where like the translation thing starts becoming an issue for me, only because chicken nugget has such a strong connotation and Dakgangjeong has such a strong connotation, and they're nothing like each other. And so why did you translate it like this? And I understand why. It is convenient. Highly convenient, so I get it. But like, this is where, you know, translation things, it starts getting wonky and weird for me. It starts getting annoying for me. But, you know, whatever. Also, like, I'm not the translator. So whoever translated it, fine. You know, kudos to you. You got to do the job. But like, I don't agree with it. Okay, that's all. Chicken Nugget. It's a very weird original Netflix series. This was made for Netflix. It's based on a webtoon, like, it's like a web comic series written and illustrated for Naver, the Korean search engine site. And it was created by Park Ji-dok, is the writer's name. And the show was adapted for the screen and directed by a Korean filmmaker named Lee Byung-hun. Not to be confused with actor Lee Byung-hun. Very, very different Lee Byung-hun. This Lee Byung-hun is younger. And he directed quite a few K-dramas, actually. He directed Be Melodramatic. He directed Alice, The Final Weapon. I have seen neither of them. I tried to watch Be Melodramatic, and I had to stop because it was just not grabbing my attention. I'll probably give it another shot. Lee Byung-hun is also directing a very highly anticipated show called Everything Will Come True. And it stars Kim Woo-bin and Bae Soo-ji. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Yeah, that show is gonna hit some streaming site this year in 2024. So yeah, buckle your panties. I mean, that sounds really exciting. But Lee Byung-hun is a very stylistic filmmaker. He directed this movie a few years ago, about 5 years ago, called Extreme Job. And it is one of South Korea's biggest box office record-breaking films of all time, which stars Ryu Sung-ryung. And Ryu Sung-ryung is also in this show, Chicken Nugget, alongside An Jae-hong. And An Jae-hong was in Be Melodramatic. So Lee Byung-hun has a thing for actors that he has an affinity with, reusing the same cast that he likes. So yeah, that's something that Lee Byung-hun definitely does. I would say that Lee Byung-hun's casting decision is part of his filmic signature and just his screen signature, because he's doing both. He's done a lot of films and he's also done like a handful of Korean TV dramas. So I would say he's versatile and he's doing both. Okay, so Chicken Nugget is a lot like Lee Byung-hun's other movies in that it's also highly stylized. Chicken Nugget stands out as very different from some of his other stuff in that it's stylistic, but it's like absurdism raised to another bar. Like the absurdism is like taken to like a much higher level compared to any of his other works. There's like zaniness, like aliens. He's got aliens on this show, which I appreciate. I love aliens, so I like that there are aliens on this show, but like I'm just like, but why? For what reason? There's a machine that transforms people into dakgangjeong or a caterpillar or transports them or something. I mean, like I still to this day I don't know if that girl was ever found. Like, was she ever turned back into a human? There's so many questions. Like, by the end, I just didn't get it. Like, I might have to just rewatch the whole thing. But I was, to be honest, I was too tired. Because there was a lot of information going on. Like, I didn't know why they were punching and fighting at times. Like, I didn't understand anybody's motive. There were a lot of backstories to these characters. And I didn't know, like, why there were backstories to these characters. I was like, who cares? Like, what does this have anything to do with the story? How is it moving it forward? How is it resolving the main problem, which is that the girl was turned into a piece of dakgangjeong? How is she gonna come back? There were these like moments of acoustic style karaoke singing, which I guess it was supposed to be funny, I guess, but it just like it wasn't strong enough to be haha funny. You know, like I have an appreciation for these like absurdist shows that transcend realism and take things to another plane. But like, you know, it's not like the School Nurse Files. Like the School Nurse Files, it's also weird, zany, absurd, surreal. But like there was some grounding there. There was some logic. Like we were like, oh, we're in this lady's world, you know, and we're following her world or we're following the other world. But, like, with this one, there was no world. There wasn't some singular person's world. It was just, like, everybody's madness colliding into this space. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's actually, what is going on? Like, why? And to this day, I don't know what the point of the show is. The casting is very impressive. We have Chung Ho-yeon from Squid Game, who makes a cameo appearance in one of the episodes, and that's cool. And her character is very funny and interesting, but other than parading around big stars, all right, and big names, like, what is the purpose of this show? What is the purpose of this story? What is the message? What is the artist's message behind it about, like, I don't know, humanity or love or music or whatever? Like, what is it? It just, there was a lot of information in the screen, but it wasn't doing enough for my brain on an intellectual level. So I don't know. Is it my fault? Is it my problem? I feel like the humor doesn't carry the weight of its weirdness in a way that balances. Does that make sense? Because I appreciate weird shows. In fact, I like it when shows are weirder and weirder, like weird as hell, like go insane. All right? The weirder, the better. But it has to be personal. It can't just be weird only for the sake of being weird, okay? It's kind of like this washed out, watered down sitcom that's not making anybody laugh. So it kind of reminds me of that movie with Zach Galifianakis called Visioneers. It's a 2008 movie directed by Jared Drake, which is like an absurdist black comedy. But like the humor is like almost identical to the opening of that film. You know, but again, it's like, But it's been done before. So are you just copying that and like turning it into like a Korean style? Like what's going on here? It also reminds me a little bit of Severance on Apple TV. And the humor, it reminds me also like a little bit of like that offbeat comedy we find in like Adult Swim branded shows. Yeah. So like, okay, like this guy, Lee Byung-hun, he's trying something. He's trying something that's like different and new for Korean television. But is he succeeding? That's the question. In my instance, my answer is no. but he is a gifted visual filmmaker. Lee Byung-hun is definitely an excellent filmmaker, right? Like the colors are amazing. The mise-en-scène is amazing. These close-up shots of people's faces, it's like really interesting. And I feel like that is the reason why I kept watching, because it was doing something for my eyes. Aesthetically, this show does have appeal. So if you're just watching it for like aesthetics, the charm of it, the colors are very vibrant and beautiful. I also appreciated the montage of like how Tak Kang-jung came to be, like the history of Tak Kang-jung in Korea, and you know, like the probability of like what time period, blah blah blah, like that was really fascinating, and visually it worked really well. So that I liked. So there are moments. For instance, the actress Hwang Mi-young playing that fat chicken nugget owner lady, her androgynous presence, her queer vibes, like that I adored. All right. I also loved it when Kim Tae-hoon curses in Korean. Kim Tae-hoon is this like K-drama actor who always plays like the most tragic characters. But watching him curse on Korean TV is so hilarious to me. I don't know why, but like that was the only time I actually cracked up. That's the only time I actually laughed while watching this show. Watching this guy, this very serious, tragic, desperate guy, curse in Korean. It was great. And again, like I said, even though I watched the whole thing, I still have no fucking clue what this show is about. I don't know what the point of those machines are. To this day, I don't know why. Why were those machines doing that? Did they get that girl back? I still don't know. All right. If you've seen the show, maybe you can explain it to me, because I have no fucking idea. Okay. I feel like the movie was just, you know, batshit bonkers. And it's like one of these art for art's sake performance art pieces, which is, it's like great. It's great for you, Lee Byung-hun. I'm sure this is a blast for you, Lee Byung-hun. But what are you doing for the audience? You know, like, why do we walk into a story? It's to feel something in our hearts. It's to feel something in our fucking hearts and to connect that shit to our brain. But you did not do that for me, Lee Byung-hun. You failed. All right. The only time I cracked up was when Kim Tae-hoon cursed. So, that's all I have to say about Chicken Nugget. And if you guys have not ordered my book, if you haven't ordered my book, K-Drama School, A Pop Culture Inquiry into Why We Love Korean Television, I don't know what the holdup is. You guys, you can pre-order this right now. Go to my website, kdramaschool.com or gracejungcomedy.com. Go to the menu where it says book, all right? Go there, or just go to kdramaschool.com, scroll down a little bit, and you're going to see it. You're going to see all the links to get the discounts. Okay. You're going to see everything, and you can pre-order it right now, and you can have it in your hands. You can have it in your hands, right? By April 23rd or April 24th, whatever. If you walk into a bookstore on April 23rd, you will get it on April 23rd. How's that? Yeah. It's going to be available at your local bookstores. Or you could check in. You could call your local bookstore and be like, hey, do you have this book? Is it going to be in your store on April 23rd? And if they say no, then say, please get this book into your bookstore. What is your problem? Hey, what the fuck is your problem? Get this fucking book. Hello? And then hang up on them so that they get the message. So thank you so much for relaying that message, because, you know, I agree. Like, what the fuck? Get the book. Get the book. I do have some good news related to the book that is too early to announce, but I will be announcing those in due time. Things are looking good in terms of the book front. I already have a good review on Publishers Weekly, and that is on my website. So you can go to gracejohncomedy.com or kdramaschool.com and see what Publishers Weekly has to say about my book. Yes. And the audiobook is also coming. I already finished the audiobook. The ebook will be available. All right. You guys, it's an exciting time. Yeah. April. It's April. Can you believe that shit? Oh my goodness. You guys, be safe out there. All right. Take your allergy medications and be kind to one another. And I will see you all next week.